Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where the talk is all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lin. Rock and Rally Tennis episode 14 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site that features video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing their stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's Rock_and_Rally. You know, many of our listeners have asked me for my thoughts regarding the Maria Sharapova situation. You know, for those who are not familiar with the events surrounding Sharapova over the past few weeks, Sharapova failed a drug test following her quarterfinal loss at the Australian Open in January. In early March, she held a press conference to announce that she had failed a drug test, testing positive for a substance called meldonium. Meldonium is believed to increase the endurance performance of athletes, improve rehabilitation after exercise, protect against stress, and enhance activations of central nervous system functions. Meldonium was added to the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA's, list of banned substances on January 1st of this year, 2016. The interesting thing is, even though there appears to be a significant number of athletes who have tested positive for meldonium since the ban, to date, research and studies that have been done on meldonium do not support the notion that it enhances athletic performance. Now, there are a lot of topics we can discuss pertaining to the Sharapova incident, but I'd like to focus my comments on two primary issues. Number one, Sharapova's violation of the rules, and number two, the notion that she was doping or cheating. Now, let me preface my comments by saying there may be new information that comes to light regarding the situation moving forward, but my thoughts are based on what we know as of today. Now, regarding the violation of the rules, look, this is cut and dry. There is no debate or further discussion needed about this. For whatever reason, Sharapova and her team completely dropped the ball, fell asleep at the wheel, or whatever other cliche comes to mind. There is simply no excuse for it. It is mind-boggling that Sharapova and her team, who effectively run a multi-million dollar brand and empire, could allow this to happen. And at the end of the day, there are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. She violated the substance policy and has to face the consequences. And Sharapova, in her press conference last month, owned up to it. She said it was an oversight that she and her team somehow failed to check or open the emails in the fourth quarter of 2015 that contained the formal announcements of meldonium being officially included on WADA's list of banned substances that would go into effect on January 1st, 2016. Sharapova stated that she, you know, will obviously takes full responsibility for that oversight and now awaits the decisions regarding the penalties and consequences for the violation. She is provisionally suspended and faces a potentially lengthy ban from tennis. So the facts are what they are. There's nothing more to add to that. Now, regarding accusations of Sharapova doping or cheating, this is a much trickier topic. But let me say, I think it is of the utmost importance to remain consistent and steadfast about sticking to the facts and weeding out any emotional or other unsubstantiated considerations and opinions regarding this particular issue. For the most part, the reaction by the tennis community to Sharapova has been fairly neutral and diplomatic. However, it's been reported that some of Sharapova's competitors believe that she is a quote-unquote cheat, while others have publicly questioned Sharapova's acknowledged use of meldonium over the past 10 years beyond its use for the health-related purposes she stated. Now, I think that for those tennis professionals and other athletes who have publicly called Sharapova a cheat over this issue of meldonium and her failed drug test, it's really in their best interest to attain as comprehensive a scope and understanding of the facts about this before making any further accusations, name-calling, and any other derogatory comments about Sharapova. The fact is, meldonium was not on WADA's list of banned substances prior to January 1st of this year. So again, we're sticking with the facts. Sharapova operated within the established rules and policies. So why would her use of meldonium through December 31st of 2015 be considered cheating? You know, it's an intriguing question, in particular when you consider, as I mentioned earlier, that to date, the research and studies on meldonium have not supported the notion that it enhances athletic performance. Now, I don't want to get into why a particular substance is or is not included on WADA's list of prohibited substances. That's a separate topic and, frankly, not all that relevant to this particular discussion. The fact is, through December 31st, 2015, Meldonium was not on that list. Do you know what other drug is currently not on the list of banned substances? Caffeine. Now, I'll use caffeine as an example because caffeine, A, is a drug that has long been known to enhance athletic performance, particularly in endurance sports, and B, is perfectly legal to use in competition. You know, caffeine was actually on WADA's list of banned substances, but was removed from that list in 2004. Prior to 2004, athletes were limited to a urine level below 12 micrograms per milliliter, equivalent to about 6 to 8 cups of coffee. You know, back then, it was believed that you needed large doses of caffeine in order to realize the benefits of caffeine's performance-enhancing effects. However, recent studies have shown or proven that caffeine's performance benefits can be realized at a much lower intake, perhaps with only 1 or 2 cups of coffee. The point here is not so much about caffeine. It's about making the comparison of a readily accessible and socially acceptable drug, caffeine, that has been proven to enhance athletic performance versus a prescription drug, Meldonium, which so far studies have not conclusively proven its athletic performance enhancing benefits. But what do these two drugs have in common? Prior to January 1st of 2016, both drugs were perfectly legal to use in competition. And by the way, caffeine is still legal. Anyway, food for thought. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.